CRI, I'm Alexander Orcott. The Chinese and Kenyan governments have signed a new deal to build a railway linking Nairobi to Mombasa. The deal has been inked as part of the conclusion of Chinese Premier Li Keqiang's three-day visit to Kenya. The two governments have also signed off on a number of agreements connected to economics, finance and agriculture. The Chinese government is also putting forward $10 million to help with the protection of wildlife in Kenya. Kenya is the last stop of Li Keqiang's four-nation Africa tour, which has also seen him make stops in Ethiopia, Nigeria and Angola. Vote counting is underway in the eastern Ukrainian regions of Donetsk and Luhansk, where polling will determine whether or not to split from Kiev. Around 75% of those eligible have voted. In the Donetsk region, pro-Ukrainian government gunmen have stormed a polling station, killing one person. Authorities in Kiev are blasting the referendum, saying the vote has no legal consequences. The referendum by pro-Russian supporters comes despite a call by Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold off on the vote. The Thai government has issued a warning to people to stay away from protest sites following an explosion which injured two people in Bangkok. Attackers hurled a grenade at anti-government protesters outside Government House over the weekend. Despite the attack, both anti- and pro-government protesters continue to demonstrate in Bangkok. The demonstrations follow the ouster of Yingluck Shinawatra as the Prime Minister by the country's constitutional court last week. Yingluck's Pueh Thai party still maintains a caretaker government. Anti-government protesters are hoping to topple the interim administration ahead of the July 20th election. Dozens of bodies have been recovered after a boat carrying a group of migrants capsized off the Libyan coast. The 8-meter-long boat carrying around 130 people capsized about 50 kilometers from the capital, Tripoli. So far, 51 people have been pulled from the water alive. However, over 20 are still missing. It's believed the boat was on its way to Italy. 7 police officers have been killed in a bombing in central India. The commandos were on a patrol about 50 kilometers outside of the city of Nagpur. Naxalite rebels are being blamed for the attack. This comes as India enters the final phase of its 9-phase elections. Jordanian authorities have confirmed a new death connected to the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS. The victim is a nurse who works at a private hospital. She tested positive for the virus last week and died on Sunday. 9 MERS cases have been detected in Jordan since 2012. 5 have died. MERS broke out in Saudi Arabia 2 years ago. The virus, much like SARS, has killed over 100 people since it was first detected. Close to 400 people have been infected with the disease. New industry stats show sales among the top 100 chain stores are up just under 10%, around 2 trillion yuan, this past year. This marks the slowest growth in some 16 years. The China Chain Store and Franchise Association says this is the first time the country's largest chain store operators have reported sales growth under 10% since 1998. Among the chain store giants, 21 retail outlets have shut down stores through last year. 15 of them have also posted sales declines. E-commerce is being cited as one of the main factors, despite 2/3 of the firms on the list opening their own sites online. Chinese authorities have granted telecom carriers full autonomy in making their own pricing decisions. As of now, telecom operators are free to design their own service packages and price them based on consumer demand. However, authorities are also warning the telecom providers they can't exaggerate their services or mislead customers. They're also being encouraged to provide special offers to low-income subscribers. China's three main telecom operators, China Mobile, China Unicom and China Telecom, have been frequently accused of poor service and high fees. The Ministry of Finance is cracking down on internet lottery sales. The ministry is warning that welfare or sports lottery sales will not be allowed to sell lottery tickets online without formal approvals. A number of unlicensed agencies using smartphone apps have been selling tickets without approval. Online lottery sales here in China hit 42 billion yuan last year. This is an increase of over 80% compared with last year. For CRI, I'm Alexander Orcott in Beijing.